real pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, in Beaumont, Texas.
Woo! Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And hey, Jay, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
You radio Rolling Stones are really getting around. Yesterday, Beige Bingo Long in the Traveling All-Stars with H-Town. Where in the hell are y'all now? Y'all still in Texas?
Yes.
Well, happy Texas Tuesday. Heard you guys were in Beaumont.
Yes.
That's when y'all say, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're in Beaumont. Yeah.
All right. The home of Zumo sausage. Y'all ever heard? What y'all know about that Zumo sausage?
What?
Zumo sausage. Google it, Tom. Hey, Sybil, how far is Beaumont from Turlock?
You got a lot of information. Google it.
Turlock. Did y'all hear Bill Cosby got a standing ovation in Turlock?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I never heard of Turlock before. So when I first heard the news that Bill Cosby got a standing ovation in a place called Turlock with one protester, I thought Bill was through with shows on Earth and was performing on another planet, the planet Turlock. The same place Gazoo from the Flintstones from. Did you know that? What about you, Tom and Jay? Did y'all know that?
Didn't know that.
Didn't know it.
You two dum-dums. But apparently, it's in California, so I guess he'll finish out his tour in Turlock. Awkward segue, deflated footballs. Y'all hear them talking about New England Patriots deflating footballs while they played themselves in the championship game?
Oh, they played themselves.
Can you believe this bullshiggity? Deflated football. I don't know if y'all saw the game, but the score was 45-7. 45-7. And that's the best a coach can come up with, deflated footballs? Who knew the reason the Knicks lost 16 games in a row? They've been playing with deflated basketball. Well, they must have put some air in that basketball yesterday, y'all, because their 16-game losing streak came to an end, y'all. I heard New Yorkers are excited again, and they're wearing New York Knicks gear again. Even some of the players, Sybil. I even heard the naked cowboy in Times Square put his clothes back on.
What?
Yeah, he made a vow to not rock clothes until the Knicks won a game, Sybil. You know how long ago that was.
Okay.
They said he wouldn't even wash his drawers till the Knicks won a game.
Damn.
So apparently he had 16 streaks too.
Wow.
Oh, shiggity is real, Sybil. And good news, bad news, Tiger Woods' new white girlfriend, Lindsey Vonn, won her 63rd World Cup race. Bad news, Tiger Woods lost his front tooth when it was knocked out by a camera. Have you seen the new pictures of Tiger?
Yep.
He's wearing a skull cap, shades, and a skeletal bandana. He's Tiger Woods now. He looks like a completely different cat or tiger, or it was just the same thing. Now he's going to need a new ID now, Tom, to get in his gated community. They don't even know what he's. He's like a golfing gangster now, y'all. He's riding around on the golf court doing driver-bys. That missing tooth in the front make a T-dub look like a Cablanasian rattlesnake, y'all. I'm calling them Leon Sphinx, Sybil. Answer me this. How the hell you walk away smiling after crashing your damn Escalade in a tree and get your tooth knocked out by a damn camera? How ironic is that? Say Swiss cheese. I wonder if that camera had a deflated flash. I'm stupid.
Wow.